the one who is closer to our breath, for which our metaphors are insufficient, we acknowledge as our creator, our divine parent, our source of love, the one who extends grace. In the many names that we refer to our divine we rest in your presence. We allow ourselves to be held by you, acknowledging you in this moment. Realizing there is no separateness. Affirming our union and communion, our wholeness, and the gift of returning to that with each intentional inhale and exhale, knowing that you are never far, always near, and that we don't have to go looking for you. And so in the recognition of your presence, our divine God, our source of love, we begin this practice with our presence, our openness, and our willingness. We move into a posture of gratitude, thankful for every gift that was extended to us again today. A warm bed and hot meals. A safe place to practice. A safe circle to listen to and be heard among. A sacred pause from the demands and the strains, the stresses of our lives. New discoveries. We are thankful for the clarification of our consciousness in this moment and the gifts that we've been offered today. We receive them with gratitude, and we allow gratitude to open our hearts. We allow gratitude to open our eyes, our ears, making us receptive. And in this posture of gratitude, we remember a day filled with practice, filled with interactions, filled with challenges, with triggers, with surprises. And we rummage through this day, searching for that consolation. That moment of great peace, of great love, that moment of great security, that moment when our breath connected with our essence. Maybe it was walking outside in the sunlight, the blueness of the sky. Maybe it was that moment in a centering prayer practice where we really let go. I mean, just for a split second. Maybe it was a reminder that we are on the right path, that some of the things that we've been trying are actually aids in helping us reconnect with what we've lost. Maybe it was waking up to the sound of the rain, far from home, in a place where we could just focus on ourselves and our own needs just for a moment. Maybe it was experiencing our body in yoga, becoming comfortable with the part of ourself that we've so disconnected from. Or maybe it was learning something about ourselves through the Enneagram. Whatever that moment was, whatever that consolation may have been, we receive it with kindness, gentleness, and compassion. We allow ourselves to be held by it. We listen to it. We listen to the messages that we resist. We listen to the attention that may have fallen asleep, that we're good enough, that we're lovely, that it's okay, that we'll be all right, that we are seen, that we don't have to be afraid, that we're free. That it's okay for the little boy or the little girl that we've been hiding to come out and play. Or that everything will be as it is, and it is well. As we are held by this consolation, we receive the gift of it. And in opening our hearts, we listen. We also remember, and with courage we look for a desolation, a resistance, a defense mechanism, a coping technique. A pattern that's become addictive. We search for this desolation, and we face it for what it is. We look for this desolation, and we name what it has triggered in us. We breathe into it. And in breathing into our desolation, we listen to how we've stored it in our bodies. The pain that it's caused us, the discomfort, the dis-ease, the tension, the energy that we've stored. And even in this moment, we let it go. Even in this moment, we confess, we appeal, we cry out, and in our desperateness, we move into this desolation with contrition, with sorrow. We move into this desolation in a posture of confession, abandonment. And when we don't have the words and we don't know what to ask for, we let it go. No longer controlled, suffocated or stifled by it. No longer afraid of it or powerlessness in the face of it. We let it go. We practice dying. And we know that our conversion is not a one-time experience, but a series of minor deaths. And this desolation is an invitation to gently and compassionately experience one of those in this moment. As we surrender, we return to our breath. Remembering that when we are not present, our hearts are reactive and our minds are overactive. In this moment, we allow our hearts to rest, our minds to find peace. And we move into the final step of this practice, which is a hopeful resolution for the opportunity to continue on this journey. A journey that offers compassionate sketches of possibilities for who we can become as we continue to listen to our consolations and make peace with our desolations, consenting, engaging, and resting in our interior solitude, silence, and stillness, and nurturing these spaces as hollow and sacred ground for love to be received, for love to be embodied, and for love to be shared. Remembering that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves, that God loves us more than we want to be loved, and that God wants to use us more than we want to be used, we close this practice with gratitude, with hope, and with the open palms, the receptive heart, and a mind set on the intentions of the divine. Amen.